Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines podcast for September 8th. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Close Cruz.
For campus news this week, the college has added a new housing option for students living on campus during this current academic year. 96 Columbia students are living on four floors at the Flats this fall. The Flats, located at 829 South Wabash, is a 17-story residential building owned by East West University. It's been a number of years since students have lived there, but it was brought back this year due to an increased demand for on-campus housing. Daniel Ravinsky is a first-year music major who moved into a two-bedroom, four-person apartment in the Flats last week. He says he liked what he found.
The apartment itself is, like, pretty nice, like, decently sized, is a really nice view, so pretty happy with the amenities.
Next up, starting this week, the college is allowing students to select both pronouns and gender identity on the My Columbia portal. Before now, there was no place for pronouns or gender identity to be listed within the portal. Students could only self-identify on the Canvas Learning Management System. Sophomore game art major Tammy Cash says they're happy about the change.
I think it's a really wonderful addition because the school is already so inclusive considering gender, sexuality, and just now doing identity. I think it's awesome. Oh my God, I think it's awesome. Because I can now be free, feel free, and other people can actually say my identity, and I don't have to be ashamed of it.
After that, last Friday morning, Columbia departments welcomed new students to campus for the annual New Student Connections, a campus-wide event where departments showcase their faculty and programs. One student at the CTVA department's event, freshman film and television major Edward Corral, took part in a scavenger hunt.
I just got out of room 107, which is Quiz the Wiz. So we're supposed to ask Ron Falzone a question and see if he can answer it about like films before the year 2000. And the line's pretty long, so I was there for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
And how was that? Was that fun?
It was fun. It definitely made me think about a bunch of movies that I've seen before that I haven't thought about in a while.
And so you're a new student this year. Any nervousness? Any excitement? Mm-hmm. How's it feel?
Well, there's always going to be nervousness with like anything you do in life. It's just meeting new people. You know, the anxiety gets to you sometimes. But I'm confident. I'm excited to follow my dreams, I guess.
So. Totally. And will you be attending convocation later?
I will be attending convocation later. I don't know what else they have planned for us today here at this event thing, but hopefully I can go there like right after. So.
Later that day, Corral and other students left their department-specific events for Convocation, a celebration of the upcoming school year held in Grant Park. Here, students got a glimpse of the college's clubs and services at 70 different booths. When SGA President Tyler Harding addressed the crowd, he also took a chance to shout out several different clubs.
You truly have a club, a team, for just about anything here at Columbia. Let's hear it for the Editors Guild!
There were a couple clubs at Convocation that were representing the Latino community at the school. Cosme, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so of all the clubs that were there, the one that definitely interests me the most was the Latino Student Alliance table. They were basically sharing their culture with everyone who was interested. They showed traditional blankets, and they even brought goodies from the actual motherland, which was pretty cool.
And I heard that there was another Latino group that kicked off Convocation, right?
Yeah, it was actually the Latino Ensemble, and they played all kinds of jams to start off the event.
Awesome, awesome. And so what does having groups and clubs like this at Convocation mean to the Latino students at the school?
Well, it means a lot of well-deserved recognition, which I know many Latino students throughout the years have complained about, often feeling not represented enough, not feeling involved when it came to all these amazing student events. So to finally have some representation front and center is something that's been a long time coming.
Well, this is all a part of a La Cronica article that released recently. If you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Los estudiantes latinos de Colombia sostuvieron sus banderas con alegre durante la convocation, mostrando montañas de apoyo de varias maneras, como presentando su muy querido club de alianza de estudiantes latinos y el conjunto latino que comenzaron el evento tocando todas las canciones del pueblo.
Once I like joined the Latin ensemble, that was when I felt like more, I guess, included. I guess it was like we were doing songs that I grew up with, and I felt like that's when I learned that I express myself best through Latin music because it's very performative. I love to dance. I just love all aspects of it.
Thanks, Cosme. This week in the opinion section, the editorial board argues that Columbia should have communicated the recent changes in CCCX course requirements before students had registered. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thanks for listening.